Time for Dial-A-Doc, part of FHN and programming on Big Radio every Tuesday morning. Joining us now, Cammie Robinson from FHN Vein Center. Good morning, Cammie. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us today. Can you please tell us a little bit about your role, Cammie, at FHN and at the Vein Center specifically?
Yeah. So I am the imaging nurse and Vein Center nurse. I assist with pretty much all the procedures in the imaging department. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I help run the vein clinic.
Now, the Vein Center at FHN, really popular. It's expanded since opening up 5 years ago. Can you tell us a little bit of what types of services are offered there?
Yeah, we offer free screenings for patients that have concerns regarding varicose veins. We offer endovenous laser ablations, which is a optic fiber that is inserted into the vein and collapses the vein when we deliver heat. We do phlebectomies, which is tiny incisions to the leg, and that removes the varicose vein just under the surface of the leg.
How long does that procedure take? Is it a one-day thing?
So one day when you come in, you would expect to be here about an hour and a half.
Oh, wow. What type of providers and technicians work at the Vein Center?
So we have a radiologist that does the ablations and phlebectomies. We have ultrasound techs that scan the patient's legs during their initial visit, during those ablations, and then at the follow-up appointments, and we check for any blood clots in the legs. We have a CMA or surgical tech. She assists with the procedures. She is our sterile person during the procedures. There's a nurse, which is myself. I'm the circulator during the procedures. I am not sterile, so I do all the jobs that require touching non-sterile surfaces. And then we have a PSR that helps us with all the phone calls.
Wonderful. People may think of varicose veins as a cosmetic problem, but actually it's really much more than that, isn't it?
Yes. Varicose veins can cause a lot of pain. A lot of times aching, burning, or cramping. People get a lot of heaviness in the legs and needing to rest a little bit more often if they've been on their feet. So these valves are getting weak or damaged, and there's a backflow of blood, so that's causing the heaviness.
Is it hereditary?
It is hereditary.
Okay.
Yes.
What about men and women? Are they equally susceptible, I should say, to varicose veins?
Women are more likely to develop varicose veins. They believe due to hormonal changes women have during their life, puberty, pregnancy, menopause, that can cause the vein walls to bulge.
We're visiting with Cammie Robinson from the FHN Vein Center. Does age play a role in this?
Yes. As you increase in age, your risk for varicose veins increase.
And when does it become an issue that really should be surgically treated? Is there a kind of a turning point where it goes from not being attractive or you don't like it to being painful?
Yeah. So when we ultrasound, we look for reflux of blood within that vein. And then if it's starting to affect your daily life where you are having to sit more often and the pain that it's causing, then we move forward with the discussion of the laser ablation.
And you kind of covered this a little bit already, Cammie, but the surgery, what's it like? Is it complicated?
No, all the vein procedures here are minimally invasive. Once it's decided that you're a candidate for the vein procedure, what happens is we usually start with the laser ablation. If the ablation doesn't cut off the blood supply to the varicose veins, then we move on with the phlebectomy. And that's determined with ultrasound at a follow-up appointment. Laser ablation is one incision. Phlebectomy is minimally invasive, but it does have multiple incision sites where we're moving, removing portions of the veins.
So I'm guessing once this is done, it doesn't come back?
Generally, it does not. There are times where the areas that we took out, now blood flow goes to new vessels that could be within the veins, but not very often.
Yeah, like it could jump to other veins and then maybe possibly have it done again, but uncommon.
Right.
Is this covered by insurance, and can cosmetic type vein issues also be treated at FHN?
Yeah. So if you're having symptoms and we determine through ultrasound that you have reflux, insurance does require a conservative therapy for 3 months, which we talk about with the patient, and includes exercise, weight loss if you're overweight, and then use of compression stockings. Once the patient has gone through that, usually insurance will cover. And then cosmetic-wise, we do offer sclerotherapy for spider veins. That is not covered by insurance, so that does have to be out-of-pocket. And sclerotherapy is when we inject medication just into those spider veins, and that'll cause them to shrink down.
Now, when there's pain, is that some type of bloating or more blood collecting or not collecting?
Yeah, blood's collecting because the valves have weakened, and it's causing that to stretch. So it's collecting in that area.
Visiting with Cammie Robinson from FHN Vein Center, part of Dial-A-Doc and FHN on a weekly basis on Tuesdays. Now, with that bloating, sometimes if people have that, they elevate their legs. Does that apply with the veins?
Yeah, so we do want, part of conservative therapy, we do have them elevate their legs at any point that they're sitting. We want that to be about level with the heart, if not higher. So if someone's sitting and watching TV, we definitely want to encourage elevating the legs.
How about hydration? Does that help?
Yes, we want hydration. Always want to be hydrated.
Yeah, probably, whether you have this problem or not.
Right.
We should all be hydrated, yes. How do people find out, Cammie, if they'd be a candidate for vein surgery?
There's several different ways. If they go to their primary doctor and they send a referral to us, we can do a consultation. We do offer free screenings for anyone that feels like they have symptoms or varicose veins. No referral is needed for that. And that just involves doing an ultrasound of each leg until we find the reflux. And then from there, we can set up a full consultation.
All right. We got a text in while people are listening to this, Cammie. Can vein issues in your leg lead to pain in your feet?
Yes. Yep. You can get swelling because that vein is pooling. So that will definitely cause some pain.
Do people ever get confused, or does something like diabetes affect people and they think it might be their veins, but it turns out it's diabetes?
Yes, and our radiologists, during the consultation, we check lab work, like recent lab work, A1C. We ask the patient about diabetes, so we definitely cover that during the consultation.
Cover a lot of ground and really figure out just what it is. Cammie Robinson, FHN Vein Center, visiting with us today. One final question, Cammie. Where can people find out about the screening and learn more about the Vein Center?
So patients can call our Vein Center and ask questions anytime. Our number is 815-599-VEIN, or check out the website at www.fhn.org.
Sounds like you got quite a team there, Cammie. FHN Vein Center. We've been visiting with Cammie Robinson for Dial-A-Doc and FHN on a weekly basis on Tuesdays, finding out what's going on at FHN. Cammie, thanks so much for joining us today. Very informative. You take care, alrighty.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. That's what's going on at FHN. That's Dial-A-Doc for today.